Otis, OTIS, McDonald, MCDONALD. 1965, today's 3/21/24. This is a 59-year-old gentleman with history of morbid obesity. He comes in today because he wants to get on some sort of pain medication. I'm sorry.
I hate you.
Some sort of medication to lose weight. We talked about possibility of phentermine. The problem is he's diabetic. He's currently on Ozempic, which is working well, but as far as blood sugar and A1C, but it hasn't done much for his weight. Period. I told him my concern about phentermine is the fact that he has hypertension, his blood pressure is well controlled, and that could definitely affect his blood pressure, period. New paragraph, family history. Dad is 80 years old. Has a history of high blood pressure, coronary artery disease. Mom's alive without any issues or medical problems. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Project manager, has three kids. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, none. Surgery, lithotripsy, left knee. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension. Had a history of low testosterone, was placed on testosterone, gained 30 pounds. When he was working out, decided that wasn't for him. Period. New paragraph, medication, Ozempic 1 milligram sub-Q weekly, lisinopril 20 milligram a day, amlodipine 10 milligram a day. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress, review of system, he's tired, he's fatigued, he has sleep apnea as well, where he uses the CPAP. At this time, he feels like the CPAP is still working, has had increased weight, he weighs almost 300 pounds now. No hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure or convulsion. 296 pounds, 96%, 97.9, 16, 69, 135 over 60. Heart positive, one positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. TMs are clear. Skin shows no rash or mucosa with hand lesion. Ultrasound of the abdomen shows a very fatty liver, number one. Number two, history of sleep apnea. Continue with CPAP, number three. As far as weight loss is concerned, we decided to change him from Ozempic to Manjora at 7.5 milligram sub-Q weekly. Next number, check testosterone level. Next number, maybe do an auto CPAP, but he wants to hold off at this time to make sure his limits are set correctly. Next number, hypogonadism. Next one is obesity. Next number is I recommend that if his testosterone is low and his PSA is within normal limits, we may try bioidentical hormones. Next number, he agrees with that regimen. Next number, continue with CPAP. Next number is morbidly obese. Next number, increased activity. Next number is diet and exercise is a huge part of this journey. Manjura by itself will not do the job, and he understands that. Next number is blood pressure is well controlled. Next number, will not do anything to his changes medication that would affect his blood pressure. Next number, findings discussed with Mr. McDonald at length before leaving. Next number, check blood work. Next number is come back and see me in a month. Next number is prescription from Manjura, 7.5 milligram was given today. Thank you.